Well, he was seen as a genius and as a huge threat. So it depends where you sat on this. He started the campaigning very young. He carried out many campaigns. He suffered many defeats at the beginning of his military career, trying to bring independence. He suffered exile both in Haiti and in Jamaica. But then he became successful, and he became someone who everybody else admired. As I said, he was, from all accounts, someone who was very sociable. He was very good with people. He loved parties and dances, and he was very successful with women. So he was a kind of larger than life character. He was very lively, as I say, but also he could be very quick to anger. He was friends with his friends, and not a good enemy to have. He would decide on people's lives sometimes quite quickly and quite drastically. One of his contemporaries who also had a very important career was, of course, the liberator of the southern part of the continent, José San Martín. And they had a very famous meeting in 1822. And what's very interesting about this is that they decided to have this meeting in Guayaquil to decide what was going to happen with the Viceroyalty of Peru. And they also decided that this would be a gentleman's agreement and that nobody would have any record of what happened. And interestingly, they wrote very little about each other. So we don't really know that much about what the two people that would be of equal footing would think of each other. Because what we see from Bolívar is that his contemporaries were either his admirers, his friends, or under him, or his enemies. So their views are going to be very much dictated by that.